I wonder if this man is still celebrating. He has every right to. David Payne, he's produced this Tarka to win three straight, including the Stan Fox Stakes yesterday, and David's been good enough to join us. Dave, good morning, and terrific win by a really promising colt.
Yeah, morning, Ray. I know, look, he's a little chap, but well, he's got the will to win.
Good morning, Dave. Phil Moss here, mate. Probably a bittersweet day for you yesterday with Tarka getting up, but the Springboks going down. I believe you're a mad South African rugby fan.
Well, I've been here 16 years, so I might be changing your name.
Change to the Wallabies. Yeah.
I'll get back to racing though. Tarka, not the biggest 3-year-old, but a big motor nonetheless.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky to get him because I don't think they could sell him being so small. Mm-hmm. He was a very tiny little bloke when he came in into the yard. And, he's really puts it in, little bloke.
Has he surprised you, David, the way he sort of emerged through the ranks this winter into the spring?
Yeah, definitely. You know, well look, his first run, he should have won. He was unlucky. Mm. James rode him, and he said to me that day, he said, this is a nice horse.
Yeah, and he's
a smart colt, this. And then he couldn't ride him the next time, and he ran a little bit, he ran the Canterbury, it wasn't a good run.
Mm.
But I think just it was an experience.
Exactly. Well, he's just kept improving since yesterday. Yeah,
we stepped him up quite high yesterday, and you know, he delivered a little bit lucky, but that's racing.
You have to take advantage of that luck.
Yes.
The plans going forward, David, are you still sort of thinking he's a classic contender?
Yes, Gloaming, definitely, and the spring champion.
Okay, and what about the Derby, David? Can he stay 2,500 as well?
Well, he should. Mm. James seems to think so. He's out of a gallon out of me, so possibly. And he's a very relaxed horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think we've got to have a dip at it.
And the latest with Ace High, who, of course, won the Gloaming Stakes, the Spring Champion Stakes, and the Derby last year for you, Dave.
Yeah, he's well. He's going to be nominated for the George Main and the other race, the 2000 on the same day.
Okay,
I'll leave it to John to decide where he wants to go.
Of course, if you go to the George Main, you know you've got to take on the Mighty Wings.
I think they might be running scared, do they? I said to John, I said, what do you want to go for a second place for?
Anyway,
I suppose it can enhance his value as a stallion to be run second in a group one over a mile.
Exactly.
You know, being a high chaparral.
You know, he's run last start in the Chelmsford was fantastic. He's back on track. Just finally, David, Toulouse, struggled.
Can't handle the wet.
No, fair enough.
He was sprawling, and you know, he did it the other day as well. I think he'll handle the wet on a nice track,
mm-hmm.
but I think that track's a bit loose at the moment.
Yep.
And Jason said he wasn't happy. He was uncomfortable. But as soon as he came off the bit, he was floundering.
I think a few horses who failed yesterday, David, I think we've got to be prepared to forgive them next start, because that track, as you said, it broke up pretty badly later in the day, and a lot of these horses wouldn't have struck a heavy track for weeks, if not months.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it wasn't just heavy. I mean, once that's 50, I think that this is a problem. You know, they're galloping and it moves, and this is when they falter.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't blame them for not stretching.
Exactly. Look, David, thanks for joining this morning. Terrific win by Tarka yesterday, and I think there's even better things in store for this colt.
Thanks, Ray, and thanks, Phil, and have a good day.